Lesson 16. Ruth. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. The aim: to show how the young Gentile woman Ruth gained a great blessing for her faith. The book of Ruth belongs to the times when the judges ruled. There are always a few people who are faithful to God, even when everyone else is wicked. In the book of Ruth, we learn of a few lovely people who served God, even when so many had departed from his way. We learn, too, of a Gentile woman who became part of the nation of Israel and shared in their blessings. It is particularly interesting because Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David, in whose family line Jesus was born. Ruth the Moabitess. During a time of famine in the land, Elimelech left his home in Bethlehem and crossed the river Jordan to live in Moab. He took with him his wife Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. After they had been settled a while in Moab, Elimelech died, and Mahlon and Chilion married Ruth and Orpah, two Moabite women. During the next 10 years, both of Naomi's sons died, and she alone was left with her two daughters-in-law. When Naomi heard that the famine had ended in her own country, she decided to return home. Ruth and Orpah, who evidently loved her very much, were determined to go with her. As they set out on their journey towards Judah, Naomi advised her daughters-in-law to go back to their own people, for she had nothing to offer them. They should stay in their own country and marry. Yet because of their great love for her, they could not bear the thought of parting from her. Finally, Orpah was persuaded to turn back to her own family in Moab. Ruth, however, still refused to leave Naomi and pleaded to be allowed to go with her. Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. How Naomi's heart must have glowed when she heard her daughter-in-law's loving words. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. God directs Ruth. Ruth realized that on their return to Bethlehem, she would have to look after Naomi. They were both widows and very poor. God, in his goodness, had made provision in the law of Moses that poor people might gather enough to eat from those who had plenty. In time of harvest, the reapers were to leave enough in the fields for the poor to gather. Thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. It was barley harvest in Israel, and Ruth asked Naomi to let her go and glean corn in the fields. To glean means to gather corn or barley that the reapers have left. It was the only way they could survive, for they had no husband or father to care for them. As it happened, Ruth went to a field belonging to Boaz, a rich relative of Elimelech. Unknown to Ruth at this time, it was God who led her to that field, for she had learned already to trust in him. Boaz was a good man who loved God and was well known as a faithful and kind master. Yahweh be with you was his customary greeting to his servants, who replied, Yahweh bless thee. He inquired of his reapers about the young woman who was gleaning in his field. When he heard who she was, he told her kindly not to go anywhere else to glean, for he would see that she had plenty. Ruth was very grateful, though she could not understand why he had favored her, seeing she was a stranger. Boaz explained that he had heard all she had done for Naomi, and of the new life that she had chosen with a people unknown to her. Graciously, he said, Yahweh recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of Yahweh God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. The blessing of the God of Israel had rested on Ruth and directed her steps to the field of Boaz. Boaz marries Ruth. A happy ending. This story had a happy ending in the marriage of Ruth and Boaz. In due time, a baby boy was born, and they called him Obed. Obed later became the father of Jesse, whose youngest son was David, later to become king over all Israel. A long family line can be traced from here, and hundreds of years later, the greatest man who ever lived was born into this family. His name, of course, was Jesus, one who one day will be king over all the earth. The lesson for us. This is a beautiful story that seems to shine like a light in the dark days of the judges. It is full of love and kindness. The Lord Jesus Christ, who was descended from the family of Ruth and Boaz, showed the greatest possible love to his fellow man. He gave his life that we might live. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul describes the love God wants us to show. Love is slow to anger and is kind. It does not envy what others have, it is not impatient, and it is not proud or selfish, but thinks of pleasing others. Ruth was just like that, and these lovely qualities attracted Boaz to her. Such love one toward another will develop a character that the Lord Jesus Christ will be pleased to see in us. One of the most important ways we can show our love for God is to be very caring towards the fatherless and the widows. In doing that, we are acting like our Heavenly Father. Additional notes. Once again, the merciful provision for those who had been widowed was shown in the law which God gave to Moses. If a man died and had no children, his brother or nearest relative was to marry the widow of that dead man, so the children would be born to take his name and keep his inheritance. In that way, the man's name would not be forgotten, and the widow would be cared for. It was God who directed Ruth to the field of Boaz, but she only found out later from Naomi that he was one of our next kinsmen. There was, however, a nearer relative who had the right to marry Ruth, but he did not wish to. So the right passed to Boaz. He was in a position to marry her and have children, so that there would be someone to carry on her family name. In Israel, this was called the law of redemption. Boaz grew to love Ruth, and they were married. So Boaz became Ruth's redeemer. He bought the land that had belonged to Naomi's family and married Ruth. In this way, she had a husband to care for, and of course, for Naomi too, and children to carry on the name, the family name, of Elimelech. As we have seen, this placed Ruth, once a stranger from the land of Moab, in the line of the promised seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we find her name recorded in Matthew 1, verse 5. We are Gentiles by birth, just like Ruth, and strangers from the covenants of promise. But God has provided a wonderful Redeemer for us, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we will learn about in later lessons.